Good afternoon, and I've joked that I am going to place a bet on how long these very gracious, the standing ovations will last before I speak. So I am grateful. I am grateful to be here, and it really feels good to be here as a winner. I tell you, the last time I was here with a few of my best friends. There were about 97 of us in the little corner here on the stage. And as I'm looking at this corner, I'm trying to figure out how we all were able to fit here. But I'm still here and I'm still standing. So thank you so much. And it's interesting, we were talking at the table and I joked about my children Googling me. And depending on the day, some days it's a really good day. And some days it's not. And I have to remind myself that they see everything and they hear everything, even when I don't think that they're paying attention. And when I was last here for the first time, I talked about my father and my family. And I talked about the impact of my father, Major Lance, who was an absolutely wonderful man, but the impact that his going to prison had on my family. And I had forgotten, I'd never shared that story with my children. And my 9-year-old said to me one day, apparently he had been online, he said, "Granddaddy Major went to jail." He said, "This is awful." But it really was the beginning of what became a very cathartic process for me and a very authentic campaign to become mayor of Atlanta. Because it was here in this place, Mayor Marcel, that I shared very openly for the first time things that I had not shared and discussed with many people closest to me. But I thought that it was important as we embarked on deciding who the next leader of our city would be, that you understand my perspective and why becoming mayor of Atlanta was so very important and so very near and dear to my heart. And it really was because of what this city did for me. And so I am grateful to stand here as the mayor of Atlanta. And I debated as to whether or not I would win the award for being really brief. And I thought the one line that I could give as a speech and then sit down that would make Howard Shook very happy is if I stood here and said, "Buckhead will not be an ATM for the city of Atlanta," and then took my seat and let that be the end of the speech. Juanita, I knew you would be very disappointed, so I wanted to make sure that I spoke just a little longer on what it means to stand here today. Throughout the course of the campaign, I talked a lot about my family, and I talked a lot about my grandmother. And I talked about my grandmother working at Davidson's at Lenox Square. And she started working there when Davidson's opened and when the mall opened. And it was before they let African-American women work on the sales floor. And many of you all who have been around Atlanta a long time know that Davidson's is now Macy's. She worked there for the next 30 years. And she would take the bus there, Mayor Marcel, after MARTA was created. Thank you very much. My grandmother lived off of ML King and she never learned to drive. And she would take the bus each day. And then for those of you all who are really into transit and the environment, she would carpool before she could take the bus. And her being able to get to and from work every day really changed the course of our family. It allowed her to buy clothes for my mother. It allowed her to help support us. It allowed her to buy me an insurance policy that I was able to cash in and open up my first bank account at the bank that's now known as Wells Fargo. And it really was a pathway for me to go to college and to have money in college. And the other thing that I remembered about my grandmother working at Lenox Square was that we would drive from our home in Collier Heights and we would take the back roads into Buckhead to pick my grandmother up sometimes. And it always struck me of what a seamless, beautiful drive it was. This drive from one neighborhood on that side of Northwest Atlanta into Buckhead. And as I've grown older, what I really have begun to appreciate is that Atlanta really is a seamless community. That we just go with ease from one community to the next. And it really is a reminder of how we all are interconnected, not just with our streets, but with our communities, with our neighborhoods, and with our families. And so that's why it's so incredibly important that we remember that we really are one Atlanta. Howard, I'm picking on you today. It tells you how much I miss you on City Council, Howard. Howard and I would often joke when we talked about the progress, and I would get frustrated about what was or was not happening in Southwest Atlanta. And Howard would promise me that if he could, he would pack up some cranes and ship them over to Southwest Atlanta. And that really became a theme for the campaign, on how important it is that we all care about what's happening in each of our communities, because it impacts all of us. And we know that when Buckhead is strong, we know that the South Side is strong. And we know that when the South Side is strong, we know that the North Side is strong. And so I am committed to making sure that we continue to work together to make sure that our entire city is as strong as it can possibly be. I said in my inaugural address on January 2nd, I just want to remind you all, for those of you all who are paying attention to the transition, that this transition is less than 3 weeks, which is pretty incredible. Just last week, I was with the mayor of New Orleans, and their election was sometime around the end of October, and their new mayor takes office in April. Can you believe that? So I'm not feeling really bad, Felicia, about how much time we've had to transition from the runoff to here. But I said in my inaugural address that we must remember that Atlanta is an international city, an Olympic city, and we have always taken the path that led us to success. We earned our status as a global powerhouse thanks to leaders who came before us, leaders like Ivan Allen, like Dr. King, like Ambassador Young, like Mayor Mussell. These are leaders who said we must find a way to connect with each other and bring our city together, or we will be stagnant. Atlanta is familiar with overcoming the odds and achieving greatness. And the fact that we are a finalist for Amazon really speaks to our reputation and our brand as a city. We are the economic and cultural engine of the Southeast, and I promise that will not end over the next 4 years. In 2017, our international passenger volume was up 4.8% to 12 million at Hartsfield-Jackson, and our cargo volume increased by 5.6%. And you all have probably seen the news this week that we were once again, our airport was once again named the world's busiest airport in the world. So we can clap for that. And although we have sometimes had our challenges in our city, clearly we are doing something right. And it is the reason that as I formulated my transition team, I thought that it important that I have a cross-section of representation across this city, starting with Vicky Palmer, former executive at the Coca-Cola Company, and also Larry Gellerstedt of Cousins Properties. I asked them to lead my transition team. And in formulating this team and in our first meeting and sitting and looking at the leaders, many of whom are in this room today, looking at leaders like David Abney of UPS, Marty Flanagan of Invesco, and Doug Hertz of United Distributors, what I realized in looking across the room is that just about every campaign was represented in that room. And I thought that was important because during the course of the campaign, what we found was although our perspectives were different and our approaches were different, that we all cared about the outcome, and that outcome being that we be a strong Atlanta. And I'm so very honored to have that leadership reflected in my transition team, to make sure that as we transition administrations in the city of Atlanta, that your voices continue to be heard, that your concerns continue to be heard, and that we move forward on one accord. On a neighborhood level, we will continue to invest in essential projects that impact all of Atlanta, especially projects like those on the north side, the $36 million improvement, the Atlanta Memorial Park, and the upgrades to Chastain Park. We will also continue to be good stewards of public dollars as we look at how we spend our T-SPLOS money to make sure that we address many of the transportation issues that so many of us complain about. But as we address those transportation issues, again, it goes back to balance in our city. Something I've said repeatedly is that our city will not be a city if every, it will not be a world-class city if every community is not truly a destination community in our city. And the reason that we sometimes encounter traffic in Buckhead is because we don't have great places to dine and to shop in other areas in our city. The reason that young families choose not to move to the south side of Atlanta is because their school choices aren't always as solid as they are in other areas of the city. It's the reason that I have been committed in so many ways to working with our public school leaders who are doing such a great job to make sure that our children have the best opportunities possible across this city, that I am committed to working with them so that we are good partners from the city of Atlanta's perspective, so that we can do all that we can do to make sure they are able to do all they can do to shore up our schools and our communities across this city. It's why I'm so very grateful that Byron Amos has agreed to be a part of our transition team as well, because I wanted it to be clear to all that our children and our communities remain a priority in the city of Atlanta. I'm also committed to making sure that we continue to be good stewards of your money. So while we have achieved a tremendous amount of success as it relates to our pension reform, and with the leadership that you all have given in so many ways in helping make sure that as a city we are looking at best practices in every area, I want us to take it a step further. Our AA plus credit rating is not enough. I am committed to working with City Council so that we can pursue a AAA credit rating in the city of Atlanta. I want to make sure that as companies like Amazon look at Atlanta and pursue opportunities in Atlanta, that companies like yours are not forgotten, that your businesses are not forgotten, that our communities are not forgotten. While we pursue outside opportunities, it's extremely important that we not forget those who have stuck with us. And I don't think that was better represented, any better represented. Then recently, I was on the West Side with Councilman Ivory Young when Chick-fil-A was opening their new restaurant on ML King Drive. It was 16 degrees out. I didn't stay. I don't know if Ivory stayed. I went by. But what struck me is there were 16 CEOs who committed to spending the night outside with people who wanted to get free Chick-fil-A for a year. But what struck me, in addition to their willingness to sleep in the cold, was their willingness to commit to making our communities better. And what we talked about that night was how Atlanta is unlike any other city in the country, that CEOs and business leaders are struck by the level of cooperation and the level of partnership that we have in this city. I'm so very proud to be the mayor of a city where people care, where it's not just about coming here to make a dollar, but it really is about coming here to change lives. I look forward to the next 4 years. I look forward to being your partner, and I'm grateful to be your mayor. Thank you for having me.
All of you being here. There's a motion to adjourn. Is there a second in the discussion? All things that are something out of the post, all the house in there, I think it's so good.
I'm ready to go. But not fair.